I had flu 20 years ago, it was not a very nice experience. And I remember it well, because I could hardly get out of bed. The only one way I could get out of bed was sort of roll out and almost crawl on my hands and knees. And I had to have the curtains drawn, and it took me 2 weeks to get over the problem. And since I had that, or after I had the bout of flu, I vowed that I would never hopefully get it again, which converted me to the idea of having the annual flu jab, which I have every October. Now, the one problem when you get old, it's like a car. All the spare parts get weaker and weaker. And in my case, apart from being a double leg amputee, I've had a double heart operation in hospital almost at the same time. And it affects my lungs and obviously my heart. And I daren't get flu again, because if I had anything affecting the lungs, which you can have very easily, I don't think my lifespan will be that much far ahead. What happens at the moment, I phone up the surgery and they arrange for the district nurse to come round and give me the necessary flu jab. I'm more reliant during the winter in getting through the winter period than I have been before, and confident that, God forbid, I won't have flu. And it keeps me active all the time. I'm in this wheelchair working in the lounge in the interests of the village. I chair Rotting Dean in Bloom. I'm president of the Business Association of Rotting Dean. I am advertising manager of the village fair and cavalcade marshal, and also